Are we expecting anyone to join us by phone, Jerry?
No.
This is Commissioner Susan Leifall. Today we're holding an informal hearing. It's January 30th, 2008. The case before us is Montana Dakota Utilities Company, Electric Service Agreement, Bobcat Company approval. It's case number PU07797. It was filed 12/31 of 07. In order to have a complete record, this is Commissioner Susan Leifall. Welcome to everyone here. Looking forward to a good informal hearing. I'll next go to Commissioner Kramer.
Kevin Kramer, welcome.
Okay, and then we'll have staff who are present identify themselves.
Jerry Leon.
All right, and I guess that's our only staff member who's present. And then we have several representatives of Montana Dakota Utilities here. If you can introduce yourselves for the record.
Tammy Eberle with Montana Dakota.
Larry Oswald with Montana Dakota.
Ken Paul with Montana Dakota Utilities.
Craig Scott with Bobcat Company.
Dave Owens with Bobcat Company.
Glad to have you with us. And then we have one person sitting in. Yell it out loudly.
Paul Peter with the State Historical Society.
Thank you, Paul. All right. Okay, and then Commissioner Clark will be joining us momentarily, but I think we'll get started. And so at this time, we'll go to MDU and have them present the settlement agreement to us, and then we'll go to Bobcat and see if they have any comments that they wish to share with us about the settlement proposal. And then we'll go to commissioners for questions and to staff with their recommendations. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner. The filing before you represents an amendment to the current electric service agreement with Bobcat, and the amendment is necessary to accommodate a new delivery point into Bobcat's manufacturing site in Bismarck. Under the currently existing firm service agreement, that runs through February of 2010. The rate proposed under the amendment is the same as applicable today to Bobcat. The rate form has simply been split to reflect that there will be two delivery points into the plant site. Montana Dakota is estimating a cost of approximately $120,000 to add the delivery point. Ken Paul, an engineer in our electric area in Bismarck, will explain briefly in further detail that it's critical that the delivery point be in place prior to the summer season. In order to accommodate this addition, a transformer must be ordered as soon as possible. So we do ask that you take this under consideration as soon as possible. The additional delivery point will, as noted in the filing, provide for increased reliability. It provides Bobcat to address some issues in the plant site, some ampacity issues that they can better address themselves, and really provides a long-term solution that allows us to continue under the existing agreement. And Ken, if you wanted to just, I think that you had one graph in particular that kind of highlights the operation at the plant site today.
This is an exhibit for the informal hearing, is that right?
Yes, well, we're not so formally introducing it, but I thought it told the story very well. If you want to just explain that.
Yes, this particular graph, what you're seeing is the load growth on the feeder to IR Bobcat, or Bobcat as it's now called, over the past since 1999. This is off their existing revenue meter. This is the feeder that MDU has from our expressway substation to Bobcat's facility. The feeder, as you can see, started out around less than 200 amps back in 1999. And this past summer, we peaked at just a little under 360 amps. The feeder has a capacity of 380 amps. So any additional growth and load in the Bobcat facility basically requires that we add a second delivery point. The existing feeder cannot be increased in ampacity in any way. We need to add a second feeder to the facility to accommodate the potential load growth that they've proposed to us.
There's always terms that I need to clarify, even after being on the commission for 16 years. So this is one I need to clarify. Does amps relate to demand?
Yes, it does.
All right. So it's basically a concern about how much demand can come through this particular feeder.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for your help with that.
Thank you, Commissioner. That's all that we have.
Okay.
I'm Craig Scott, and what we're doing at the factory level now is we need some more equipment in our facility to increase our productivity. Our cylinder line right now is at full capacity, and we need more equipment. An infrared oven is needed to get more cylinders through our process to supply our sister plant. And with the Doosan purchase, there's possibility that we will be making some hydraulics for other facilities throughout Doosan. We also need some additional laser-type equipment, which is a high-volume, high-usage-type product. We have not completed our air conditioning project that we started in 1999-2000. Even though it reflects here, the majority of the peak you see here is caused by production. So we still have, Dave, how much of the plant still needs air conditioning?
About 30% of the total square footage. To get adequate, that's the heaviest loaded area as far as manufacturing equipment, so.
So we did look at other options and discussed with MDU other possibilities of how to handle this, and this seems to be the most reasonable way to take care of what we need.
Would MDU discuss the rate changes that are proposed as part of this agreement?
Yes, Commissioner, the agreement that was entered into back in 2000, these are essentially the same rates. There's a step in between. When we implemented rates under the general rate case, those rates were put into effect January of 2004. As called for under that original agreement, those rates were adjusted based on the changes in our large general service rate 30 schedule. And at that time, we saw that shift between energy and demand. So the rates that Bobcat is paying today are essentially the same as in this agreement. We've just taken and split it between the two delivery points. So essentially, under the agreement today, the first 1 million kilowatt hours is at the 4.4 cents. That would continue with the addition of the delivery point.
Given the load profile of the north and south entry points, does that change the dynamics a little bit of how the rates will flow through? Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, you have if you have a different draw, it would be the same if each entry point has the same amount of load, but it could be a little different.
And my understanding is there will be some balancing done inside the plant.
Yes, we plan on doing balancing, plus one of the transformers currently on the north end of the facility would ramp up relatively quickly to equalize the load, as I recall.
Right. Some of the existing load would be transferred from the south feed point to the north feed point to accommodate this 500,000 kilowatt hours in sales that are required.
So it will equal out.
Yes.
They won't necessarily equal out perfectly, but they will be fairly close.
Yeah. They should exceed the 500,000 on each point with no problem.
And there were some minimum bill provisions in the attachment to the contract that charge some differences if they don't even out.
And on the, going back to the charts that Jerry provided in his memo, and I think you have a copy of that.
Yes, we do.
Help me see what happened here then. I think I understand it. I just want to make sure. Is that originally the lowest charge that could be paid was 1.906 cents. Is that right? That would be for the second block, let's say, of over a million kWh.
The original February 2000 contract, that block would have been 2.598 cents. It's on the second table that Jerry has on his memo. Yeah. He's done a nice job laying those out. It's the right-hand side of that
2.598 cents. Okay,
yes.
All right. That's
and,
why I'm asking you to help me with this. And then it says the above contract rate from the chart above was adjusted after MDU's last rate case. And so it went from 2.598 down to 1.906 in the last rate case.
Yes.
For all customers in who were in this rate category?
This would just, Bobcat is the single customer
single
under this contract. There isn't it isn't a generally available rate schedule.
Okay, and that rate, how was that arrived at in the last, that bottom rate? And we had, before it was the floor energy charge from MDU's negotiable economic development rate 34.
It was just, per the agreement, it was the percentage change. And the agreement called for, this contract will always track with our large general service rate 30. So in effect, if rate 30 went up, the contract agreement would go up along with it if it went down. And because of the rate structure changes back in the case, it's not as easy to just see it straight across, because there was, as you see, the first million change and the demand charges increased. So those summer demand charges increased under the large general service rate schedule that was approved in 2004.
Okay, so then is 1906 cents the floor energy charge now for MDU's negotiable economic development rate 34? No.
We no longer have a floor on that rate schedule. I mean, the rate schedule is a negotiated rate schedule.
The rate schedule used to negotiate the energy charge.
It now
fixed the energy charge, and they instead negotiate the demand charge.
The what?
So there isn't actually a floor rate on the economic development rate.
Okay, then one thing the commission has looked at in the past on agreements like this is whether other customers are subsidizing in any way the rates that are being used for special contracts. Now, was it in another company's situation, Excel or Otter Tail, or was it with MDU that we said we wanted the company to keep track of?
That was MDU.
We do report, and then in their next general rate case, so that we know how much.
Commissioner, we report that every year in our annual report.
Okay.
It was added to that annual reporting requirement. We show the change of, we have several agreements, two that come to mind, couple of agreements that that are negotiated, and so we report in that annual report the change.
And just tell me again, what's that change? Tell me again what it is you're reporting.
What would have been billed under the large general service rate 30.
And what is the difference?
The difference in dollars. For Bobcat, I looked at 2006, and it was approximately $300,000.
Okay. And so that'll continue to be reported?
Yes.
And do we have to put that in our order, Jerry?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. I have no further questions. I'll look forward to hearing what Jerry has to recommend from this, but we have his.
You have my memo there, and my recommendation was to approve the amendment with continued reporting requirements under the contract revenue delta part of the annual report.
Okay.
Which we were just discussing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then I don't see why the commission can't schedule a special meeting to deal with this. I understand that you'd like to have this done before 2 weeks from now. And so I know staff will work promptly to prepare an order on this matter.
I would like to, if possible, do that next week.
Mm-hmm. Will that be soon enough if we did it on Monday, Tuesday of next week?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. All right.
We appreciate that.
Monday's
thank you.
Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Monday's the day.
Monday.
Today.
I'm glad that you have growing demand.
Yes, so are we.
Yeah, it's encouraging.
Mm-hmm. Will that be possible, Jerry, or do you need a little
Monday?
More time? Are you out of the office? Aren't you out of the office, I think?
No, I decided not to go. Okay. But I have another case I'd like to do at the same time, the reroute case we were talking about.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And Tuesday would probably be better. That gives us a chance to.
Are you in the office on Tuesday?
I can't remember.
No.
I think I am. What's the date? Oh, I'm sure I am. Yeah, the 5th.
If it's in the morning on Tuesday, I mean, like earlier.
Okay.
Like 9, it's fine.
Okay. that gives me a chance to visit with Bill on Monday. And
otherwise, Wednesday would be the latest probably that we would get to it. Okay? Okay. Thank you.
One question. Do we need to, will the order need to be reflective of the new name? IR Bobcat is what's in here right now.
That is.
We're Bobcat Company. We're part of Doosan Infracore International. That's certain.
So how should we word it? I think right now in Jerry's memo,
it's IR Bobcat.
Yeah. Or even an NDU's submission says IR Bobcat, a.k.a. Melrose.
Do you have a copy of the
amendment? So we have the order right now, right?
The agreement, it says Bobcat Company.
It's Bobcat Company, unincorporated business, unit of Clark Equipment. That is correct.
That is still correct.
That
is
okay, correct. So if you would use
what's in the amendment, number one
and
agreement.
And it's no longer AKA Melrose?
No.
Just Bobcat.
We were really just trying to make a link back to the
when
the original
first came out, it was Melrose.
Yes.
Yep.
And I call it FKA. And
Getting creative. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That closes the informal hearing on this matter. Were you here for the previous discussion, or are you here for this discussion? Did you have any questions?
No, I must have gotten some faulty information.
No, we had a little mix up. And
okay.
So just hang around.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I think the project I was interested in was probably Minn Kota's 1 kV line.
Yeah.
Is that today still?
Yes.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. That was
and they should be coming right back here.
Oh, okay.
You're welcome. And I think that's what
this
is.
Okay.
So you can talk about that if you're interested.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Paul.
Hi. Hi.